Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. This is the time of year when we share with you some excerpts from the most recent University of South Carolina Darla Moore School of Business Economic Outlook Conference. Today's excerpt comes from Joey Von Nessen, Chief Economist at the Moore School's Division of Research.
The good news here is that we're continuing to see wage growth that is above overall inflation rates, and we expect that in 2025, for the first time, we will see consumers recover all of that lost purchasing power if wage growth and if inflation continue along their current path in the next year. If we look in South Carolina across industry sectors, just looking at industry growth patterns over the last year, and overall, if you look at these, what you'll notice is a general pattern where the service sectors are typically growing faster than what we're seeing in the goods market. Because we're, once again, getting back to the end of that transition period of the deflation that we've seen. So higher growth in services, less growth in goods, but overall positive growth across the board, right? Across most major industry sectors. Now, what's the major caveat here? Well, construction and financial services are the ones that really stick out and certainly defy the overall trend. So what's going on here? Why is construction doing so well? Well, there are two primary reasons. Number one, we have had a decade-long period where we have been underbuilding in South Carolina and across the U.S., and so we continue to have an inventory challenge. We continue to have a supply challenge when it comes to new housing units. And so as a result, even though housing demand has been pulling back, has been correcting in the last 2 years, as we've seen interest rates rise, on the supply side, things have gone on almost unabated, very, very steady, right? Very steady rates of construction because of a lack of supply. So we still need new construction. And as a result, we've seen growth that's been very steady over the last several years. Secondly, this is not just residential construction that's driving this growth, but also we see industrial construction due to the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Financial services, the other element, the real weak spot here, what's going on there? Turns out that's also explained by the housing market, because we're seeing lending activity that has been down on the residential side as residential housing markets have been correcting in 2023 and into 2024. We can also look at this from a labor market perspective. So we look at industry, but we talked about having historically low unemployment in South Carolina, but at the same time, we're beginning to see the labor market cool a bit. Again, moving past this red hot economy, this pandemic bubble, and to more sustainable rates of growth, healthier long run rates of growth. And nowhere is this more evident than if we look at the unemployment rate itself. And if we look at what's been happening in South Carolina, on the surface anyway, the unemployment rate changes this year, right? 3% in January of 2024, jumping up to 4.7%. That's a pretty sizable increase in a short period of time. And we see the national rate going up as well from 3.7 to 4.1. It's actually 4.2% as of November. We don't have the South Carolina numbers yet for November. But regardless, a pretty sizable uptick here. But the key to looking at these unemployment numbers, and again, recognizing that we've seen a very hot labor market that's starting to cool down, is that the unemployment rate in South Carolina, historically, during periods of economic expansion, is 6%. 6%, just during economic expansions, right? Not including any type of contraction period or any recession. So when you use that as a baseline, as a comparison point, what does that show? It shows us a labor market that's been excessively hot or too tight, and it's cooling off to more sustainable levels. Again, closer to the 5% range. And again, 6% has been the historical norm in South Carolina. The other factor here that's alarming is this indicates that there might be an uptick in layoff activity, right? Which could suggest a real deterioration of the labor market. But the good news is this is not happening in South Carolina, at least not at this point. Unemployment's been rising due to slower job growth, not because of increased layoff activity. So what we've seen in 2024 is people continuing to move into the state, continuing to move into South Carolina, looking for work. And because we're not creating jobs as quickly, businesses have scaled back a bit. As a result, it's taking individuals longer to find a job, and so they're counted as unemployed in the meantime. So it's just taking them longer to be absorbed into the labor market.
You've been listening to Joey Von Nissen, Chief Economist at USC's Darla Moore School of Business, speaking at the most recent Economic Outlook Conference. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.